Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The U.S. Federal Open Market Committee, the policy-setting arm of the U.S. Federal Reserve, this morning cut its benchmark lending rates by a half a percentage point to 1.5% in an action coordinated with other world central banks. In the statement, the Fed says it took the action in light of evidence pointing to a weakening of economic activity and a reduction in inflationary pressures. Meanwhile, Americans scaled back their spending even more in September, resulting in weak sales for many retailers. The weak sales reports are fueling more worries about the holiday season and the overall economy, since consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of all economic activity. And this morning we have a report that giant agricultural technology company Monsanto posted a smaller fourth quarter loss on record revenues as herbicide and seed sales climbed. The herbicide and biotech seed producer reported a loss of 3 cents a share from continuing operations, excluding special items, for the quarter ending August 31st, compared with a year earlier loss of 18 cents a share. We'll discuss all of these reports in just a few minutes with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, as we anticipate the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade. But joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Russia stock market.
Am I on?
There you are, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Good morning. And looking at the agricultural weather for this morning, rain has moved across much of the middle of the Corn Belt during the last 24 hours. Here at WILL, we picked up almost an inch and a quarter, 1.23 inches. Willard Airport, 105. Lighter amounts just to the west. For example, Springfield, 2/10 of an inch. Peoria, 21 hundredths, about 2/10 of an inch. Bloomington Normal, 37 hundredths of an inch. So here in the Champaign-Urbana area, we had some of the heftier rainfall totals, I think you could say. And in Illinois, during the last 24 hours, a couple of bands of heavier rain. One right along the Iowa-Illinois border from near Fort Madison, Iowa, northeastward through the Quad Cities. Radar showing that was one pocket of heavier rain. The other heavier pocket of rain came up from south-central Illinois on through the Effingham area, Effingham, Jasper, and Crawford counties. And then some of that heavier rain came northward into parts of Shelby, Moultrie, Coles, Douglas, Piatt, Macon, and Champaign. And also farther to the east across parts of Clark, Edgar, Vermilion, and Illinois, and Vigo Park and Vermilion, and Fountain and Warren in Indiana. That's just where some of the heavier rain was. In between, including around Springfield, Peoria, Lincoln, on northward all the way up to La Salle, Peru, rainfall much lighter. So there were lots of varying amounts reported. And in Indiana, much the same thing. Bloomington appears they had about 1 3/4 inches of rain. Indianapolis, about an inch. Terre Haute, about 2/3 of an inch. Lafayette, 83/100 of an inch. But you go farther to the northeast, and thus far, only 1/4 of an inch. The rain not yet done. In Ohio, Columbus, about 1/2 inch, just under 2/3 of an inch in Dayton, 6/10 of an inch in Cincinnati. Bottom line, though, is most of the Corn Belt has now gotten rain during the last 2 days, including from most of Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri eastward during the last 24 hours. This rain is coming to an end, and we are going to have dry weather for several days, and that's going to help out with harvest operations once the ground dries out, but we'll at least have that opportunity. The next chance of rain not coming in until a cold front comes through about Monday night into Tuesday of next week. Behind that front, temperatures will turn briefly cooler, but it appears it'll warm right up again. But we may get into a pattern where we see rain on a more frequent basis every few days after that. So probably the best harvesting weather, the next round will be coming up once the fields dry out and then through the weekend into Monday around here. Now, as far as temperature goes, I know yesterday there was some talk about frost and freeze in the upper Midwest, and indeed that is still something to watch out for. I think most of the cold air is going to plunge into the northern Rockies and northern plains, the western northern plains, Sunday and Monday morning. So Montana, Wyoming, much of Colorado, western Nebraska, western into central South Dakota, much of North Dakota will probably have a freeze. And then there's going to probably be east of there some frost, in most cases not until Tuesday morning. And that frost could cover eastern Nebraska, northern and western Iowa, all of Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and of course the eastern portions of South Dakota. But the bottom line here is, it looks like most of the Corn Belt's not going to get a frost or freeze next week. It will be the northwestern area. There are some places where the crops are way behind there, so this could impact some of the crops in the northwestern Midwest. But at this point, it appears the coldest air is going to stay west of the primary corn and bean producing areas. But those northwestern fringe bean and corn and bean producing areas do have the potential of some crop damage early next week. That is those crops that are still far enough behind that they would be affected by a frost or freeze next week. But much of the belt will not have that. In fact, we're anticipating temperatures here outside of a couple of days running above average over the next couple of weeks. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 6.35 1/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade down 3 3/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 6.04 1/2, up 1. Last trade down 10 1/4. March 6.26 3/4, up 2. Last trade down 6 1/2. December corn opened at 4.17 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade down 5. March 4.34 1/2, up 1. Last trade down 3 3/4. November beans open at 9.30, up 4. Last trade up 3. July 9.70 1/2, down 4. Last trade up 9 1/4. October soybean meal open at 2.48.50, down 34. Down 3.40. Last trade down 3.40 as well. December soybean oil open at 39.66, down 16. Last trade down 71. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
I'm having a little bit of trouble with my computer this morning, so I don't have a current tick on the Dow. But when I left the office, it was down 190 points or thereabouts. I know it had rallied to back into double-digit losses, continues to bounce all over the place. What's the market going to make of what's going on over on Wall Street this morning when the grain floor opens?
Well, there's a lot of nervousness in the economy yet. The Dow is up about 85 points right now, so, and it's jumping, as you said, all over the place, still below 10,000. Essentially, the government came out with a half point cut in interest rates early this morning. It has helped prop it up a little bit, but I think if you look at the market as a whole over the last week, it doesn't have a whole lot of guts at this time, and that's what's going to drive the bus here. We've got a lot of customers that are wanting their money out of fund positions, so we've seen some heavy liquidation in that area. I could talk about that all day long, give you facts and figures, but, I mean, it's just happening, so we know it's going out. And the grain portion of the fund has shrunk from $40 billion in investment in the fund position to $20 billion. That gives you an idea, and that's only 13% of the trade. Right now, we're probably looking at corn to be up a nickel and beans up 5 to 10, wheat flat. China is coming out saying that they're going to have a bumper crop, still going to have a larger crop than average in Argentina and in Brazil, basically in South America as a whole. So there are some shrinkage from what the ideas were early on, but still way more than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Markets are going to be extremely volatile, and they're going to be weaker on outside influence going forward.
I guess what caught my eye in the overnight grain trade was that they tried to rally those markets. We had beans up 53 at 1 point in the nearby and the corn up by 15.5 in its harvest month and couldn't hold those gains.
That's outside influence, Dave, strictly outside influence. And I mean, you sit here and you look at oil. Oil is down again this morning and gold is up. So that tells you what's going on. People still have no confidence in the economies of the world, basically, because, you know, the U.S. has been slow to follow suit on reduction of interest rates. Actually, they're probably the last one in a line of all the big countries of reducing interest rate, and here it is this morning. So is it going to have a net effect? I don't know. The Nikkei and some of those other markets took a tremendous hit last night.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Current Dow tick, by the way, 96.15, it's up 168. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.